Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Chico Carrasquel. Batting second. The second baseman, Nelly Fox. Batting third. The left fielder, Manny Minoso. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Eddie Robinson. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Sam Mealy. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Jim Rivera. Batting seventh. The catcher, Sherm Lawler. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Rocky Krusnik. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Billy Pierce. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Billy Pierce. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The third baseman, Fred Marsh. Batting second. The first baseman, Roy Sievers. Batting third. The center fielder, Jim Dyke. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Vic Wertz. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Bob Niemann. Batting sixth. The catcher, Clint Courtney. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Bobby Young. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Joe DeMaestri. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Gene Bearden. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Gene Bearden. And now, play ball. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeMaestri scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a fly ball into left field. Niemann settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso hits a fly ball into center field. Dyke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Fred Marsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marsh hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers hits a pop-up towards short. Carrasquel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Dyke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyke hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Mealy, who is chasing the ball. Dyke reaches third base with a triple. Vic Wertz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wertz is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Browns nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Marsh fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Rivera. The throw from Courtney and he is safe. Rivera steals second. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler takes first base on ball 4. Rocky Krusnik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krusnik hits a fly ball into left field. Niemann settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe DeMaestri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeMaestri hits a fly ball into right field. Mealy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Browns nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Billy Pierce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pierce strikes out. One out. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0 for 1 in the game. Carrasquel hits a fly ball into right field. Wirtz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. Fox hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0 for 1 in the game. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards third. Marsh juggles the ball. That's an error on Marsh. Fox moves to second. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a fly ball into right field. Wirtz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Gene Bearden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bearden hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Fred Marsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marsh is 0 for 1 in the game. Marsh hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 0 for 1 in the game. Sievers hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Minoso. Sievers reaches second base with a double. Jim Dyke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyke is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. Dyke hits a fly ball into right field. Mealy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Browns nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy is 0 for 1 in the game. Mealy hits a fly ball into center field. Dyke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Rivera hits a fly ball into right field. Wirtz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Lawler hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeMaestri misplays the ball. That's an error on DeMaestri. Rocky Krusnik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krusnik is 0 for 1 in the game. Krusnik hits a ball on the ground towards third. Marsh fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0 for 1 in the game. Wirtz hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Niemann hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney is 0 for 1 in the game. Courtney hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0 for 1 in the game. Young hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Browns nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Billy Pierce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pierce is 0 for 1 in the game. Pierce hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeMaestri scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0 for 2 in the game. Carrasquel hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Fox bunts towards third. Marsh fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Carrasquel moves to second. Minnie Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0 for 2 in the game. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeMaestri fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Joe DeMaestri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeMaestri is 0 for 1 in the game. DeMaestri hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel misplays the ball. That's an error on Carrasquel. Gene Bearden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bearden is 0 for 1 in the game. Bearden hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pierce fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Fred Marsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marsh is 0 for 2 in the game. Marsh hits a ball on the ground towards third. Krasnick fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Browns nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, White Sox. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy is 0 for 2 in the game. Mealy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Marsh fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Rivera hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bearden fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Lawler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Marsh fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Sievers hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gordon Goldsberry pinch runs for Roy Sievers. Jim Dyke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pierce fires to first and picks off Goldsberry. One out. Jim Dyke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyke is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Dyke hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vic Wertz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wertz is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Wertz hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Lawler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Browns nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Gordon Goldsberry now playing first base. Rocky Krusnik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krusnik is 0-for-2 in the game. Krusnik takes first base on ball 4. Billy Pierce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pierce is 0-for-2 in the game. Pierce hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeMaestri misplays the ball. That's an error on DeMaestri. Krusnik moves to second. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0-for-3 in the game. Carrasquel hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bearden fields it and throws to third for the out. Pierce moves to second. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Fox hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Wertz, who is chasing the ball. Fox reaches third base with a triple. Pierce scores. Carrasquel goes all the way around to score. It's 3-0, White Sox. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0-for-3 in the game. Minoso hits a fly ball towards right field. Wertz fields the ball and throws to first. Goldsberry drops the ball. That's an out and an error on Goldsberry. Fox scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 4-0, White Sox. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Robinson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Wertz. Robinson reaches second base with a double. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy is 0-for-3 in the game. Mealy hits a fly ball into center field. Dyke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Niemann hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney is 0-for-2 in the game. Courtney hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0-for-2 in the game. Young hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Joe DeMaestri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeMaestri is 0-for-2 in the game. DeMaestri strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Browns nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Rivera hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bearden fires to first and picks off Rivera. One out. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Lawler hits a fly ball into left field. Niemann settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rocky Krusnik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krusnik is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Krusnik hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeMaestri scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Gene Bearden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bearden is 0 for 2 in the game. Bearden hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Fred Marsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marsh is 0 for 3 in the game. Marsh hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gordon Goldsberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goldsberry hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Marsh moves to third. Jim Dyke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyke is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. Dyke hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Wirtz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Marsh scores. Goldsberry moves to second. It's 4-1, White Sox. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Niemann takes first base on ball 4. Goldsberry moves to third. Wirtz moves to second. Bob Kane pinch runs for Bob Niemann. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney is 0 for 3 in the game. Courtney hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Browns 1. The White Sox will come to bat. J.W. Porter now playing left field. Billy Pierce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pierce is 0 for 3 in the game. Pierce hits a fly ball into right field. Wirtz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0 for 4 in the game. Carrasquel hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 3 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles and a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Fox hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Carrasquel moves to second. Marlon Stewart now pitching. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0 for 4 in the game. Minoso hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Young reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 3 for 4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Goldsberry scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Robinson for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Young hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Lenhart pinch hits for Joe DeMaestri. Don Lenhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lenhart hits a pop-up towards short. Carrasquel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Les Moss pinch hits for Marlon Stewart. Les Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 4, and St. Louis Browns, 1. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.